An acerbic riposte came to Greg's lips, but died when an indistinct figure dashed across the T-junction up ahead. There was something familiar about that slight physique and barefoot stride.
"Silverlance," he said. "I just saw someone run past at the end of the corridor heading aft. Who else is still on board?"
"All crew accounted for. Apart from yourself, there are no other living persons aboard this vessel."
"Well, I didn't imagine it,"
he began, then wondered if his mind was starting to misfire under the burden of stress and exhaustion. "This is an ex-hegemony ship, not a Forerunner monument. There's no way that Catriona could be here." Hurrying along, he had just reached the junction when the deck lurched underfoot, making him stumble and fall to his knees.
"I am sorry, friend Gregory," said a voice from close by. "So very sorry."
The speaker sounded like Chell and seemed to be very near, but as Greg regained his feet, he caught sight of a diminutive Uvovo figure back along the way he'd come. He raised a hand, but before he could call out, the deck jolted again, worse this time, knocking him sprawling.
"Alert! Hull breach on bridge deck," said the ship AI. "Cyborg intruders have gained access to ship interior. Depressurized passageways have been sealed off. 5.7 minutes until atmospheric entry."
Greg struggled to his feet, looking wildly around, but saw no one else.
"I definitely did not imagine that. But why did he say sorry?"
He dived into the escape pod gallery and found his worst fears realized as he hurried along the line of pod hatches. Out of 6, 2 had been launched, while the rest had been wrecked by enemy fire. A sick dread filled his chest, and he leaned back against the gallery partition wall.
"Acting Commander, what is the pod status?"
He sighed.
"Junk or gone? Guess that's that."
"I would recommend trying to reach the pods in the forward section," said the ship AI. "There is a maintenance airlock forward of your location."
"Is there time?"
"If you can cross the hull to one of the forward maintenance locks, you can still get to an escape pod, and remaining suited will shield you from any temperature increase for a while."
He nodded, feeling his heart race.
"Okay then. Let's give the dice another wee roll, eh?"
Running, he reached the windowed inner hatch of the maintenance airlock and heard a bang and clatter come from back along the corridor, veiled by the smoke. Greg wasted no time, yanked open the hatch, slipped inside and slammed it shut, flipping all the safety catches, just as a black, hulking creature rushed into view and charged at the hatch. There was a deafening crash. Through the small oval window, he saw what might have been eyes or lenses peering back at him from within an armoured carapace. Greg stared for a frozen moment, then grabbed a vacuum suit and began pulling it on. The Legion cyborg was hammering, drilling and tearing at the hatch and inner bulkhead. Greg could hear the creak of breaking metal by the time the lock had been depressurised and he was clambering out onto the hull. Darien loomed overhead. The Silverlance was canted over to port relative to the planet as it rushed onwards in its decaying orbit. Darien filled the view with a dwarfing magnificence.